Imagine walking into a room where someone is about to make a decision that will significantly improve their life, but they're hesitating. You know with absolute certainty that this choice would benefit them enormously. Would you walk away, or would you help them make that decision? This is the essence of what Zig Ziglar calls closing the sale, the noble art of helping people get what they want. In a world where salesperson often carries negative connotations, Ziglar reframes selling as a profession built on service and integrity. The true secret isn't manipulation, but genuine belief in your product's value and a sincere desire to help others. When you approach sales this way, closing becomes not just possible, but natural, because you're genuinely serving others. People don't buy for logical reasons, they buy for emotional reasons and justify their purchases with logic. This profound insight explains why prospects often agree a product is good, needed, and affordable, yet still refuse to buy. They're convinced but not persuaded to take action. When someone says the price is too high, they're expressing one of the five basic reasons people don't buy: no need, no money, no hurry, no desire, or no trust. Of these, trust is the most significant. Studies show 71% of people buy because they like, trust, and respect the salesperson. That's why selling is fundamentally a transference of feeling. If you can make prospects feel about your product the way you feel about it, they'll buy if there's any possible way. You can't make a good deal with a bad guy. This fundamental truth underscores why credibility is essential to sales success. While techniques can be taught, credibility must be earned through consistent integrity and attention to detail. A 12-year-old could memorize sales scripts, but would lack the credibility to sell a house. When you exaggerate benefits or omit key information, you destroy trust, and the commission on sales you almost make is zero. Credibility shows in everything from appearance to follow-through. Polished shoes, pressed clothes, punctuality, organization, and thorough communication all build trust. When these elements align, success follows naturally. As consumers, we've all walked away from purchases when sensing dishonesty. That's why overselling through exaggeration or omission always backfires. Honesty isn't just ethical, it's the only sustainable path in sales. Consider price versus cost. Price is one time, while cost is ongoing. A $64.95 Schwinn bicycle lasting 10 years costs $6.50 yearly, versus a $34.95 bike needing frequent repairs at $9 monthly. This perspective shifts customers' focus from short-term expense to long-term value. A simple sentence like, "I did not say he stole the money," can convey 8 different meanings just by changing word emphasis. Yet 95% of salespeople never train their voice, a critical tool for sales success. When faced with objections like, "That price is ridiculous," don't defend. Instead, repeat, "The price is ridiculous," with questioning inflection, shifting the burden of justification to the prospect. Visual aids reinforce verbal messages. Drawing while explaining concepts like price versus cost makes your message more convincing. Price is a one-time thing. Cost is something you'll be concerned about for as long as you have the product. Car dealer Bill Egan demonstrated this perfectly. When an elderly couple hesitated over price on their third visit, he asked, "Ma'am, are you talking about price or cost?" He shared how choosing the cheapest asphalt contractor led to $6,000 in repairs within a year. The woman immediately purchased, at several $100s more than competitors' prices. Professional salespeople understand human psychology and use it ethically. The reverse close leverages scarcity. Ziglar once turned disinterested couples into eager buyers by suggesting his cookware wasn't readily available, securing deposits after mentioning a waiting period. A St. Louis shoeologist masterfully demonstrated upselling from a 75-cent shine to a $2 premium service. Using the shame clothes and praising customer taste, he contextualized the price against expensive clothing, delivering exceptional value in 3 minutes for $3. The most powerful persuasion comes through questions that guide prospects to their own conclusions. Self-discovered insights create stronger internal pressure than external suggestions. While six-year-olds ask 400 to 700 questions daily, college graduates average only 30. Yet questions remain crucial selling tools. In home sales, queries like, "Where would you place the sofa?" create ownership thinking. The tie-down technique enhances statements with questions. "This is beautiful in red, isn't it?" Each tie-down builds commitment through small agreements toward the final decision. Professionals welcome objections as signs of interest. The best approach is preemptive, addressing common concerns within presentations before they arise. When objections do surface, focus on what the product does rather than what it is. For example, with a food machine, emphasize how even novices can cut more food better and faster than any three ladies with the sharpest knives. Strategic questioning helps surface potential concerns. What concerns do you have about moving forward? Or is there anything else you'd like to know? Begin with open-ended questions to gather information, then transition to specific, closing-oriented questions. Help prospects visualize benefits through word pictures. Remember, you're not selling the product itself, you're selling outcomes. People don't buy quarter-inch drills because they want drills, they want quarter-inch holes. Cosmetics buyers don't want lipstick, they want to feel attractive and confident. Sales success starts with you, not your product or technique. Excellence demands physical, spiritual, and mental reserves for peak performance. Physical fitness empowers you to make that vital last call, often the difference between average and exceptional results. Each minute exercising yields 3 to 5 minutes of peak productivity. Top closers maximize selling time through planning and handle administrative work outside sales hours. Mental preparation requires continuous learning. Commuters can gain 2 years of college education in 3 years by listening while driving. Leading salespeople maintain customer testimonials as proof of their value. Most importantly, you need emotional reserves, what Ziegler calls love. Genuine belief in your offering and sincere concern for prospects are essential. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. While knowledge comes from the head, persuasion flows from the heart. Selling isn't about tricks, it's about service. When you believe in your product and care about customers, you create value beyond any commission. The best salespeople build relationships based on trust and mutual benefit. A successful sales career combines technical knowledge, service philosophy, and diligent customer engagement. While technology provides powerful tools, personal connections remain essential. As Zig Ziglar said, "You can have everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want." When you approach selling as an opportunity to serve with integrity, you transform both your career and others' lives.